It's time to take the mid-April tax personality quiz, authored by justices of the United States Supreme Court. Don't worry, with only one question, there's no big time commitment. Pencils ready? Here we go. To which tax bracket do you belong? Are you A, the purposeful tax violator, or B, the well-meaning but easily confused taxpayer? The winning answer is B, of course. And if you answered B, you join, as the justices put it, a mass of others. As a member of the winning confused mass, you share in the grand prize. You won't go to prison for tax fraud. Uncle Sam, for one, congratulates you. Now please pay up. Those who pass judgment in tax cases, the justices and judges and juries, also attempt such categorization. Because if you don't file a tax return, or if you mess it up in some big way, whether you're type A, the purposeful violator, or type B, well-meaning, becomes highly relevant. It says as much, plain as legal language allows, in 26 United States Code Section 7201, as but one example of a tax-related crime. Any person who willfully attempts in any manner to evade or defeat any tax imposed by this title or the payment thereof shall, in addition to other penalties provided by law, be guilty of a felony, and upon conviction thereof shall be fined not more than $100,000 or imprisoned not more than 5 years or both. The bottom line is that should you fail to file, you'll need a file to saw your way to freedom. Okay, so perhaps that's a bit of an overstatement. Relax. Number 5 on the IRS list of frequently asked questions ponders whether one will go to jail if, say, one has not filed an income tax return. And the carefully worded answer can be edited down to the following. It depends. With type A tax personalities, the ones who head to the big house. As the justices of the Supreme Court have noted repeatedly, they have a traditional aversion to imprisonment for debt, but don't push them. Remember the word willfully in the statute? You can bet that most tax violators, both purposeful and well-meaning, claim a lack of willfulness in their actions. And sometimes courts believe them. Some guy who had his company withhold excessive amounts and never filed a tax return lacked the requisite willfulness, for example, because he really truly thought he didn't need to file if he didn't want a refund. But if, and these are all real cases, you're a tax lawyer or a tax accountant or an accomplished business person or someone simply out to test the constitutionality of tax laws for the rest of us, it's quite possible that willfulness will be found, no matter how little you claim you know about the tax code or how busy you are. You, my knowing, purposeful friend, will be atop the A list, which isn't a good thing in a tax sense. Me, I'm a proud type B, well-meaning and easily confused. And that's perfectly understandable, even though I'm a lawyer and even though I learned tax law in law school from Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's husband. Courts have taken judicial notice that most lawyers know just about as much about taxes as does the average taxpayer. And we're in good company. If you believe what quote books have to say about Albert Einstein's understanding of his own tax return. I'm Amy Guida.